Welcome to Lecture 11. This is a short chapter, as there is not much to say about error codes and asserts. The key topic, where we could go into some depth, is that of exception handling. However, both the Win32 API and DirectX do not use exception handling. Consequently, we just skim the surface of exception handling so that you are loosely familiar with it and can recognize it if you see it in some other textbook or literature. Because this is a short lecture and chapter, you have a break. So either use the extra time to mentally prepare yourself for the coming chapters, or perhaps you might want to review some of the material from the previous C++ course. Now let's begin. Box A, Lecture 11 Goals. This chapter is on error handling. We discuss three ways to detect and handle errors. The first method is that of return codes, where a routine returns a code which indicates whether or not everything went okay. The next technique is exception handling. Exception handling has a few advantages over return codes, which we will learn about. However, these advantages do not come free. Finally, we learn about asserts, which are quick checks that allow us to verify the assumptions of our code. Box B, Introduction. Throughout most of the previous chapters, we have assumed that things occurred correctly. For example, we assumed that the user entered the expected kind of input, such as a string when a string was expected, or a number when a number was expected. Additionally, we assumed that the arguments we passed into function parameters were valid, but this may not always be true. For example, what happens if we pass in a negative integer into a factorial function, which expects an integer greater than or equal to zero? Whenever we allocated memory, we assumed that the memory allocation succeeded, but this is not always true, because memory is finite and can run out. While we copied strings with strcpy, we assumed the destination string receiving the copy had enough characters to store a copy. But what would happen if it did not? It would be desirable if everything worked according to plan. However, in reality, things tend to obey Murphy's Law. And that brings us to the theme of this chapter, which is to spend some time getting familiar with several ways in which we can catch and handle errors. The overall goal is to write code that is easy to debug, that can possibly recover from an error, and that exits gracefully with useful error information if the program encounters a fatal error. Box C, Error Codes. The method of using error codes is simple. For every function or method we write, we have it return a value, which signifies whether the function or method executed successfully or not. If it succeeded, then we return a code that signifies success. If it failed, then we return a predefined value that specifies where and why the function or method failed. We'll look at an example in Box D and on the next slide. Box D, Error Codes. Let us take a moment to look at a real-world example of an error return code system. In particular, we will look at the system used by DirectX. Consider the DirectX function shown in Box D. Do not worry about what this function does or the data types this function uses, which you are not familiar with, as it is not important here. This function has a return type, HResult, which is simply a numeric code that identifies the success of the function or an error. For instance, D3DX createTextureFromFile can return one of the return codes shown in the box, which are defined numerically. The one it returns depends upon what happens inside the function. So let's go over what these return codes mean one by one. D3DOK. This return code means that the function executed completely successfully. D3DError not available. This return code means that the hardware cannot create a texture. That is, texture creation is an unavailable feature. This is a failure code. D3DError out of video memory. This return code means that there is not enough video memory to put the texture in. This is a failure code. D3DError invalid call. This return code means that the arguments passed into the parameters are invalid. For example, you may have passed in a null pointer when the function expects a valid pointer. This is a failure code. D3DError invalid data. This return code means the source data is not valid. This error could occur if the file is corrupt, or if we specified a file that is actually not a texture file. This is a failure code. E out of memory. This return code means there was not enough memory to perform the operation. This is a failure code. So by examining the return codes from functions that return error codes, we can figure out if an error occurred, what possibly caused the error, and then respond appropriately. The code on the following slides shows how we would do this.